When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Ray Kaplan, always helping people save some money from Kaplan Law Firm. Ray, how are you doing? It's been too long.
Hey, John. I know. I miss you guys. How are you?
We are doing really well. And I appreciate you asking, and wanted to talk about this story about an error that Mohila made that has really caused some headaches for a lot of people.
Yeah, this is a really big error, but I have to say not completely something that we couldn't have anticipated, because the servicers for federal loans are processing millions of applications, and there have been a lot of changes to the systems. And at the same time, there have been a number of servicers who have left the industry. So we went from, I believe it was 9 servicers down to 4 servicers now, 4 or 5 servicers total for federal loans. And there are, you know, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in federal loans to service. So there are a lot of mistakes being made. And the one big one is that Mohila, who is one of the larger servicers, was sending out incorrect billing statements or no billing statements for the month of October. And so what the Department of Ed did to kind of give those student borrowers some relief was say, look, we recognize that the servicers have been making these errors. And so those people are going to get an email stating that their loans are going to be placed in something called administrative forbearance, which means no payments are due and your loans are frozen. So if there's something strange going on, or you're getting a bill that seems crazy to you or incorrect, you might want to call your servicer to see if you also have been placed on administrative forbearance, because it could be for 5 or 6 months and no payments will be due on your loan.
So not forgiveness, but forbearance.
Right. Not forgiveness. It's a special kind of forbearance where your loans are frozen and no interest is accruing on the loans. And also, if you're enrolled in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program and this happens and your loans are placed in administrative forbearance, that time will still count towards forgiveness of your loans.
So if you're looking for 10 years of service, you've already had forbearance for like 3 years, and this unfortunate mistake may have given you an extra couple months for free?
Exactly. So it actually kind of turned out to be a benefit to borrowers.
Man, they should mess up more. That sounds like a great thing.
I wish that would always happen, right? Every time our other servicers messed up, we just got a few months where no payments were necessary.
Okay, so if you got a bill and it seems strange or you haven't been getting one, call your don't just bury your head in the sand. Call your service provider to make sure that's the case. If it is, you should be getting an email letting you know all the details, so don't delete it.
Yes, exactly. And one other thing, John, is that the servicers are really burdened right now. There's so many millions of people they're processing applications for. So I would really recommend calling early in the morning. They open at 8 o'clock, I believe, Eastern time, and they close at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So the longer you can wait towards the end of the day, you might not have to be on hold for 1 or 2 hours.
Oh, that's nice. Ray Kaplan here joining us from Kaplan Law and financialrelief.com, 312-294-8989. I wanted to ask you just about the income IDR, income-driven repayment. What's that? What does that stand for again?
Income-driven repayment, yes.
Okay, so you and I talked, and producer Ridian's not here tonight. She doesn't mind when we talk about her when she's not here or when she's here. So I'll just say it, that we were talking with Ridian, and she was about ready to start paying because she has a master's degree, and she was originally going to get $20,000 forgiven, then it was taken away, and I can't even imagine. I don't even know how she still shows up for work after that, but she does because she's a warrior. Anyways, I'm on a tangent. My point being that she thought she was going to have to pay like $500 a month. Then you helped look at her IDR and work something out, and now she's got a situation where she's not going to pay for a little bit. And this is all totally legal. That might seem not legit to people, but it's, you know, because of income. And I asked them, I'm like, are there a lot of people out there that are making payments right now because they restarted because they simply didn't know that they could do this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we see this every single day. Like exactly with what your producer was going through, her payment, see, the servicers will basically herd everyone into a standard repayment plan when there are all kinds of different options available to borrowers under the statute. And, of course, the new one that everyone wants to be in, which is not necessarily for everyone, but we can do an analysis if somebody wants to call us so we can do an individual analysis. But there's a new income-driven plan called SAVE, S-A-V-E. And that is a very generous monthly payment plan. If you're a family of four and your gross earnings are under, I believe it's $67,000 per year, your monthly payment will be $0 per month. And that's for the full year. And so there are a lot of ways to access this payment plan. And there is also a Biden executive order that may help to get your loans either forgiven or closer to forgiveness. And that expires on December 31st. So right now, we're really just trying to keep up with demand and getting everybody who needs their loans federally consolidated and getting them enrolled in the lowest income-driven payment plan available. And I also hear this all the time, John, where people think, oh, there's probably nothing you can do for me. And I would say 90% of the time, we can at least lower your monthly payment, probably get you into the SAVE plan where your payment might be $0 a month, and that keeps you current and in compliance. No negative credit ramifications. So it really is a great payment plan brought to you by the Department of Education. The key is that you have to know how to get at that kind of relief, and that's where we come in.
And with that $0 a month, people might say, well, pay something because you want to pay off this loan. The theory is that you're under this plan, it's forgiven after you make 20 years worth of payments, including the $0 payment. Those count as payments. Do I have that correct?
Exactly. So think of it this way. Your loans are on a 20 or 25 years until forgiveness track. So after 20 years for undergraduate and 25 years for plus loans, they're forgiven no matter what the balance is. So you basically have to manage the loans under one of these payment plans until the loans get forgiven. Then, of course, there's the issue of, is that forgiveness going to be taxable income? We'll have to see what the tax code says at that time. But the loans do get forgiven, so you really have to manage them so you don't have to overpay and you don't have to pay more than you're supposed to pay. And that's really what makes federal loans kind of unique, in that they have this system set up so that you can manage them and they keep the loans current and in compliance, and you don't have to pay more than you should.
Exactly. And for those that want to be like, well, why? That's not fair. Ray Kaplan didn't write the law. I just want to remind people of that. She's just helping you take advantage of what has been written and what's available to a lot of people out there. Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com, 312. And I'm going to do the John Williams thing, 294. That's the Tri-State Tollway, 8989, Dicka Dicka. Ray, as always, it's great to chat with you. Take care, okay?
Thank you, John. You too. Thanks.
That's such a good way. Thanks, Ray. That's such a great way to remember that phone number.